so it's hanging up in my attic right now.
Well, you never can tell. It might come in.
Well, that's something. Right. Some of these days, well, you know, you might want to make a costume or a dress right. or something. And
if you should ever want it, that's the kind that's of thing
it.
It'd be impossible
that's
to
right.
find if you didn't already have it stored somewhere.
You just can't find them.
What about a little thing like a barrel, except nails or something like that?
Keg.
Okay. And something made out of wood that you might put in the end of a bottle to keep the liquid from coming out.
Stopper.
Okay. What about a thing that a man blows on and plays?
Harp.
Okay. What if he flips it this way and plays?
It's a juice harp.
Right. That'll pinch your lip if you don't like it.
Yes, it sure will.
What do you use when you're driving a nail in a board or something?
Hammer.
Okay. And the thing on a wagon that sticks out in the front?
Tongue.
Okay. What about if it's a buggy? If it's got two of them sticking out.
Yeah. I've forgotten what you call those things.
You ever hear them call it shafts?
Oh, yeah. It's the buggy shafts.
Okay.
I've ridden behind many a horse and a buggy. I used to think that was the greatest thing in the world.
We used to have an old, not really a buggy, but a nice wagon that I used to love to drive.
Well, we, of course, as I said, when I was growing up and we had to go to the country, we used to, as I told you a while ago, we used to ride horses every night.
Mm-hmm.
There were six couples of us that all would get together. There were some neighbors that had horses, and one of the boys had a brother who had a big black horse that I rode all the time. And we would ride into Murfreesboro and around the racetrack and the fairground there.
Oh, yeah.
And, just had, children really don't know how to really enjoy themselves now.
They've got to be entertained all the
time.
Oh,
yes, but we
do. You know, that's still a big thing up there, though. Of course, that big walking horse business.
In Shelbyville.
Yeah. Well, it was really, I think it really started out more or less in Murfreesboro.
Yeah.
Shelbyville was just the first one to have
that's
the
right.
formal horse show.
Mm-hmm.
What about before, you'll see people in the springtime, before they can plant, they have to get out and do what to the
plow.
Land?
One? Plow.
Okay. And after that, to break up the clods and everything, they run a what over it?
Cultivator.
All right, or a harrow, or
a harrow too, yeah. They have to.
And,
but they have a cultivator that breaks up a lot of it too.
Yeah.
Of course, they used to say harrow. I mean, they used to harrow it all the time because they had that thing they pulled along behind.
Yeah. What about us? If they got a stump or something out in the field, they have to hit, they say, yesterday we hitched a chain to that stump and what it out of the field. Is they drag it out,
well,
drug it out, pull it
they
out?
Drug it out, I guess.
What about a thing when they had wood-burning stoves out in the back, they'd have a rack that was shaped like two X's and they'd put a log in here and saw it. What did they call that? Some people call them saw horse or saw rack.
Well, it's a saw horse most of the time, I think. I've always heard it called.
Okay.
If they put them out there and get out there and have to
saw
across it.
What about a thing that men used to have to sharpen their razors on? Leather.
Leather strop.
Okay.
Or strap.
I've always heard it called a strop. I don't know whether it's spelled
too.
With an O or an A or how it would be spelled.
I don't know, really. I've never paid too much attention to it, but I know my daddy had one, and he always said he had to strop his razor.
Yeah. What about you work on your hair with a comb and a what?
Brush.
Okay. What about a couple of kids will take, say, a saw horse and they put a plank over it and go up.
Seesaw.
Right, and you'd say they're out there doing what?
Seesawing.
Okay. What about you ever hear of a flying Jenny?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a thing very similar to a merry-go-round.
Was it just a plank?
I think in the olden days they'd kind of fasten one down and it'd go around and around and around, but of course